Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
Mumps. Are there recent outbreaks, and what would maybe be the reason for these? Is this a dangerous disease? We remember it as children, but our children have never known anybody with mumps. So we're talking about that. My guest is Dr. Rodney Willoughby, Jr. He's a professor of pediatrics at the Medical College of Wisconsin in Milwaukee. Welcome to the show, Dr. Willoughby. So mumps, are you seeing mumps again?
Well, we actually are in the early phases of an outbreak of mumps at one of the universities here in Wisconsin. So, yes, we are seeing it. We had a big outbreak within recent memory about 5 years ago, too.
Wow. And what does mumps look like?
Well, mumps is actually a generalized viral infection in that it infects many organs in the body. The one which is most classic is swelling of the parotid gland, which is a large salivary gland at the angle of the jaw, and it makes you look like a chipmunk, and you're not feeling very well, and you have these large glands there, and that's typically what mumps is. It's a milder disease, but which is easily communicated between people.
So it spreads pretty quickly. How does it spread? In the air, only by touching? How does it spread?
Well, it's spread through coughing, sneezing, and improper hand washing. But mostly, it's spread person to person. It's one of the classic what we call communicable diseases, which also include measles and German measles, or rubella. And those three are packaged together in one of the oldest and most effective vaccines that we have for children.
Then why are we seeing mumps again, Dr. Willoughby?
Well, we probably will always see some mumps again. Each vaccine is a little different in how effective it is. And it turns out mumps is about 80% effective, which is pretty good. It's better than Weatherman, for example. But it is not up into the high 90s that you see, for example, with measles. And so even people that are fully vaccinated, which are two doses of the vaccine before you start school, will occasionally develop mumps just because it'll only protect 8 out of 10. And generally where you see this is either is in places where people come together and mix at high frequency, such as typically colleges, or military recruitment areas. And so pretty much every year there is an outbreak at some college campus someplace in the United States.
So what do parents need to know to make sure their children are protected? We get that vaccine, as you said, before school starts. It's one of the longest vaccines that we've had. It's been well-researched. You get it early in life and the booster for the MMR. But what else do we know to do? Is there anything we can do to protect our children?
Well, there's probably not much. In outbreak situations, the problem is that if you aren't vaccinated, then you will pretty reliably get the disease, and you will equally reliably give it to your friends and families, some of whom probably aren't completely healthy and might be at much higher risk for complications, rare complications, because they're undergoing treatment for cancer or have some other chronic disease problem. So the main thing that's many people try and do is to catch up on people who haven't been completely immunized against mumps and making sure that they are so that they don't give it to someone that they love dearly. Other than that, it's standard teachings about trying to cough or sneeze into either a handkerchief or your elbow, and washing your hands regularly, and getting enough sleep, and staying healthy.
Well, and those are all really good bits of advice. Is there a need for a booster for MMR at some point in teenage years or before college or anything?
Well, at the moment, no. At the moment, there are certain high-risk groups, which includes myself, where you get to see a lot of sick people and where it's absolutely essential that you get second doses no matter what. Other than that, there are many people who only had one dose originally, and unless there's an outbreak in your community, you won't get that second dose. All children now, though, because we've learned that you need more than one dose, will get the two doses before they start school.
Now, what about the other things that are in that MMR vaccine? That's measles, mumps, and rubella. So measles and rubella, we don't have a lot of time, but give us a quick working definition of those.
Well, measles is a killer. This was the main drive behind the vaccine originally. This is a severe illness that's also transmitted even more easily than mumps, and which can cause severe disease, including pneumonia and death. And we continue to have measles imported from Europe, where some countries have been less enthusiastic about maintaining the vaccination in their population, and other parts of the world. And there's a tremendous amount of travel in the United States from persons visiting families all over the world. We're a very mixed society, and so there are always cases of measles flying home to challenge us. And that's a really severe disease which can kill. Rubella is German measles. Like mumps, a relatively mild disease in most people, but that's an infection that, when it infects a pregnant woman, causes severe devastation of the baby inside. And so that's equally important, just in that it protects pregnant women and their most vulnerable unborn child. And so that's the reason that's... So this is a very important vaccine. This has probably been one of the great success stories of the last century in terms of public health, and continues to be important because, as I mentioned, there are every year outbreaks of 5 people to sometimes 20, 30, 40, even 100 people associated with measles in this country from people who aren't vaccinated, who bring it home and infect their friends and neighbors.
In the last minute and a half, if you would, Dr. Willoughby, give us your best advice on vaccinations in general. You know, ease the fears of some of these unvaccinated people that you're speaking about and why it's so important to follow the recommended vaccination schedule.
That's going to be very hard to do in a minute and a half. There are lots of people out there. They have lots of different reasons. Most of them have never seen the real McCoy. If you've ever seen real measles, or you've ever seen real whooping cough, or you've had a child die of these diseases, then it's very obvious as to why that vaccine is important. And I have to say, there's a fair amount of vaccine refusal out there, and we often have these conversations in the hospital over children that are ill, where the parents realize that there actually was a very good reason for doing the vaccination. So you don't want to do it after the fact, particularly with infections that can kill, as is the case for many of these vaccines. These are all well-studied. They're safe. They continue to be monitored. Professionals are watching this all the time, and we continue to try and make them better. But I grew up out of this country. I've traveled extensively based upon my work. I've seen a lot of these diseases firsthand, and we should be very grateful we live in the United States, where there's enough richness to our society to be able to afford these vaccines, which otherwise are truly devastating to individuals and to their families.
Absolutely, and great information, Dr. Willoughby. So the main message, parents, here is to vaccinate your children. Measles, mumps, and rubella. This is a well-studied, very safe vaccine that could save your child's life. And, you know, for parents out there that choose not to vaccinate, please get your information from the experts, not from celebrities or media personalities, because these are not the pediatricians, the research scientists that have done these studies. So I implore you to do your research and get it from the experts, just as we do here on Healthy Children, where all of our experts are provided by the American Academy of Pediatrics in conjunction with their consumer website, healthychildren.org. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Stay well.